one particular religious group?
No.
Okay. Now, are there any names for these places that an outsider might not recognize?
Like a flag name, something like that? Well, yeah, you have stuff like Collisville, and you have stuff like Dynamite Hill.
What is that referring to?
I don't know. This is a hill for bad kids hang out, you know, what they call the street nights. And you have, I forgot the name of the place. Lumman's Village. That's one of your gangster names towns. And you have Tittisville.
Where is that?
That's in your south side section of the town. Well, Lumman Village and Tittisville are about the same community, just a set of tracks that separates those two communities.
Now, these are names that are not
normally used, you know. Well, that's what people around Birmingham know them as, you know, but an outsider, well, they wouldn't be on the map, those names.
Okay. Now, where would the well-off and poor members of these groups live? I mean, is there a poor black section and a rich black section and poor white and rich one?
Yeah, most of your rich whites live on places like Vestavia Hills, Homewood, Inverness, that's in the state. And most of your poor whites live places like Central City, Illerton Village, Bessemer. And most of your rich blacks live in places like Smithfield Estates, College Hills, well, we have a couple of them in Vestavia Hills. Most of your poor blacks are in places like Lumman's Village, Tittisville, Irondale, and Central City.
Okay. Do any of these neighborhoods have their own financial sections or shopping areas?
No.
It's almost 6:30. You might as well.
Well, I'm not there.
Okay, yeah, but I've got to get to it. Yeah.
Oh, that's the same tape. Oh, it's on?
Yeah, it's on. Can you talk? Go ahead.
What you want me to say? Anything?
Yeah, I want you to tell me about some local landmarks around Birmingham.
Local landmarks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have Legion Field, again. Birmingham Southern College, your medical center, all this. Most of the medical facilities on the south side. Which side that you all reside in now? Oh, well, from 14th Street up to about 24th Street, all your medical facilities, all your hospitals and things like that. Well, they're a sight to see. The people are in the hospital or not, but the buildings are. Mm-hmm. And you have your Southern Natural Gas building, that's your glass building, glass tower, that's downtown. You have your South Central Bell building, that's the one of the tallest building in the city of Birmingham. And you have, well, your Hyatt House Hotel. Now, that's one of the prettiest sights in Birmingham, because you look over the expressway when you're in your glass built elevator inside the hotel, and that's a pretty good looking building.
Okay, how about some statues?
Well, I don't know anything mostly about statues around here, you know.
Okay. Any park?
Buckham statue, you know, yeah. The statue of Birmingham. I don't know if he's an Iron Man or what. That's one, you know, that's the number one statue here.
Okay, and how about some parks?
Yeah, Birmingham's full of parks. Well, you have everything from your big parks to your little vest pocket parks, community parks, where kids, you know, just go and shoot basketball, shoot marbles, play baseball, and swim. But you have your large parks, such as Avondale Park, Cooper Green Park, and West, I don't know exactly the name of it. Well, you have things there in the summertime, like jazz festival, hard rock music, you know, which they can have in smaller parks.
Okay, do any of these parks have any special names that an outsider wouldn't recognize?
Well, no, most of them are community names, such as East Thomas Park, which is East Thomas Community.